Hey, it's Leanne, and we are back to talk about your big fat experiment, as I like to call it. And so this is really about rewiring your brain through experimentation, okay? And so first off, why experimentation? Well, the first reason is you are not a widget on an assembly line at some factory, right? You can't use somebody else's cookie cutter plan that's not designed for you. We've got to find what works for you, right? Because the truth is, you've tried the whole do this, don't do that approach before, or eat this, don't eat that approach. And if you knew the right solution, you would already be doing it right now. And so the truth is, you don't. And so we need to find it. We need to extract it. And the only way to do that is through experimentation. Okay. So here is the thing. You might not be aware of it, but you're actually using experimentation every time you start any new plan or program or approach. The bad news is that most women are using experimentation based on old and outdated information. So beliefs that you have about yourself that are based on old or outdated science, or beliefs that you have about yourself that are based on past, air quotes, failures, and beliefs that don't serve you and the person that you are becoming and that you want to become. Plus, on top of that, I have a feeling you've been asking the wrong questions all along, right? So, if you're going to be using experimentation or the scientific method anyways, you might as well use it to your advantage, right? So, here we're going to take a look at how to use an experiment mentality to start getting where you want to get to very quickly, okay? So, think about it like this. The experiment mentality is like having finding the ingredients to your own magic formula, but we want to talk about one that yields you the best results while still enjoying the experience of your life. Because who cares if something works if you can't sustain it because you don't enjoy it? Only this time around, we want you to fill in all the ingredients using what you know about your life. So, what you like, what you don't like, what works, and what doesn't. So, immediately you're going to see that your failures were not actually failures at all. They are a very valuable part of this experimentation process because a real life isn't a product of a cookie cutter, one size fits all assembly line at a factory. That is not real life. A real life is the result of the experiments where you become the mad scientist and you set out to discover what does and doesn't work for you in your own real world, real life laboratory. Like that's what we talked about, becoming the expert on you because nobody else can, right? So, according to my second favorite resource, Wikipedia, gosh, I just love Wikipedia. I have no idea who takes the time to do all of the Wikipedia entries, but I'm so grateful that they do. Anyways, the scientific method is a body of techniques for investigating phenomena, acquiring new knowledge, or correcting and integrating previous knowledge, okay? And so that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to go correct and integrate your previous knowledge and acquire new knowledge, one that works for you. Okay? And experimentation is a method and a system. And so let's take a look at what that could look like. All right? Here is the method to my madness. All right? So first we have the pre-experimentation research, okay? This is where, and by the way, I'm just taking you through the scientific method that you probably learned when you were a kid, but we're going to take some new a new view of it, okay? So this is where we want to use your past experiments and attempts as data and research to go craft the best experiment for you in your life, right? In other words, you know what doesn't work for you. And so all of those air quotes failures, we're going to take them and use them as valuable recon to go figure out what does work for you, okay? The question part of the scientific method is always going to be, does this or will this work for me? And does it make me feel the way that I want to feel? Remember, we're talking about it's got to become a way of being. It can't just be a doing. All right. And then the hypothesis, every time we begin a new experiment, will ideally be yes. Okay. Remember, you would not create an experiment based on elements that don't work for you, right? And that's what you've tried up until this point. That's what didn't work, and that's what got you here right now. And so, if your hypothesis based on the question above, as in, like, will this and does this work for me, is anything other than a big fat hell yeah, you need to reconfigure your plan, and we want to just save ourselves that trouble, right? And so, the hypothesis will always be, fingers crossed, yes, it's fun, it's easy. And as I said one time, my clients loved it, and now it's just become a catchphrase, it's feasy, fun, easy, and feasible. So, will it always be, the hypothesis will be yes to all of these questions, right? Is this something I can easily sustain? Like you want to be saying yes to, I can definitely sustain this. I can definitely do this forever, right? And that this makes me a better version of myself. And I know I am not the best version of myself when I'm hungry, cranky, tired, or obsessed, right? But also, does this make you feel free, right? You want that to be a yes. You want to feel like you're influencing what you can control and releasing what you can't control and what's out of your control. And the truth is, the only thing you can control is who you're being and how you're feeling in any moment in time, okay? And the answer should be yes to this makes me feel good and this makes me feel happy. And in order to do that, you're going to want to try some things on, keep what feels good, and then go leave the rest. So I'm going to be giving you lots of invitations and you're going to try what feels good and leave the rest, okay? Because we want to make sure it integrates with you. So back to the experimentation side of things, right? Then we get to the actual experiment. This is where you want to try on a very specific way of thinking or focus. Notice I didn't say five focuses, one thinking, one focus, okay? But you only want to include elements that fit into your current life, not elements that completely overhaul your life or take over your life, okay? Those are the types of trials that are never sustainable and make you feel miserable, okay? And so, by the way, this will become so much clearer as we go, but the easiest thing to test is always going to be a feeling, as in deciding how you want to feel and then bridge the gap with actions, okay? But again, that'll become clearer as we go, right? Then every time we do an experiment, you want to analyze. So you want to pause and revisit the initial intent and focus of the experiment, right? Come back to what you were doing it for, right? And you always want to determine whether your hypothesis was correct or not. Like, so ask yourself, did this work for me? Does this work for me? Is this something that makes me feel free and happy and I can sustain it? Is it feasy? Okay. And then you want to come up with a conclusion. Use that analysis and research, the experiment that you just conducted, as data to go craft your next experiment, one that's even better and more effective, one with even more kabam, which of course is a scientific term. Okay. Now, if you want to see the tale of two experiments, if you are a visual person, right, I want you to check out the tale of two experiments in your resource library. So you can see the distinction between the short-lived results with an unhappy experience, which is what most women are doing right now, and versus what it looks like to create a sustainable experience with an experience that you actually enjoy so you can keep it and it stands the test of time. Okay. So anyways, check that out in your resource library, and we're going to come back full circle to this idea of you and your life being one big fat experiment. Okay, so the way I see it, that one big experiment, this is a lifelong mastery experiment, right? And it's going to be made up of a bunch of micro experiments. So we're going to be doing PMS, right? Physical, mental, and social experiments, that mind, body, brain experiment. And this is just a direct reflection of the three brains that you're always going to need to feed. These are the three brains that are always operating, and we need to figure out how to feed them. Okay. And don't worry, I'm going to be giving you very specific, experiments so that you can shortcut your process, and that you don't have to go down. It's not a crapshoot, but I just want you to keep in mind that your one big experiment, you're going to see, we're going to be doing a bunch of micro experiments in between, because we've got to make sure that we're feeding you three-dimensionally. Okay. Cause when it comes to skills are supposed to get easier the more that we practice them, right? So every skill is supposed to get easier the more you practice it. And so take ukulele, for example. The few chords that I picked up along the way, I get better and better at playing them every time I practice. So the sound of the chord becomes smoother, and my rhythm and fingering positioning becomes more ingrained, and playing just gets easier for me. And now I sort of feel like a ukulele player. I mean, you'd be shocked at how many chords or how many songs you can play with just a few chords, okay? But it's not like this for every skill. So back when I was uber focused on losing weight or getting fit or whatever words I was using at the time about the process, every time I started a new sprint, it did not get easier. And in fact, it actually got harder and harder to keep up with the more I practiced it. Because yeah, I may have gotten used to my constant hunger or used to that constant battle of, should I go to the gym and sweat my ass off or should I stay here comfy on the couch, right? But easier, definitely not. It did not get easier. It actually got harder the more I practiced it. And looking back, that's how I know that the methods and plans I was using, well, they just were not right for me. Not in the long term anyways, right? And in hindsight, I can see that some of those tactics were perfectly fine to use with the intention of saying, okay, I'm going to do this for a week or two and see how I feel and then reevaluate. But I never went at it like that, right? I always just blindly committed to things, not even thinking about whether or not I would still want to do it in a few weeks or a few months from now. And then when I did eventually fall off, and I always did, because who can sustain that very long, I would proceed to feel super guilty and uber pissed off at myself. And the more importantly, I would believe myself less and less each time I went to commit to something new. And remember, the brain is designed and wired to get good at whatever you practice, okay? And so here's the thing. Short-term habits and long-term habits live in two different parts of the brain, okay? And so if your plan is unsustainable or impractical, or you downright just don't like it, like you're always having to convince yourself or persuade yourself to stay the course, you're always going to be working against your brain. And that is, again, because the long-term habit part of your brain and the short-term part of your brain, they need different things. So for example, the long-term habit part of your brain, and we'll get deeper into this as we go, it's called the basal ganglia. It's motivated by dopamine. It's motivated by what feels good. And so in other words, in order for habits to kind of like convert or get moved over from the short-term part of your brain and moved into storage into the long-term habit part of your brain, it needs a relaxed or pleasurable experience alongside it. Or at the very least, it can't be a stressful experience, right? And so if whatever you're doing is currently, you know, if it A, doesn't feel very good, and if it B is not getting easier the more you practice it, and I'll even add in C, if it feels more like a stressor or a burden than it does a healthy habit, I can guarantee that it will never feel good and it will never get easier as you go and it will never be able to move over into the long-term part of your brain, okay? So I always want you to be thinking about how you're going about getting there and how it makes you feel, because it absolutely matters on a mind level, a body level, and a brain level, okay? And success leaves clues, I should say. And so we want to start picking up on them and listening to what our head and heart is telling us. And we will be able to see those successful clues if we look for them. Okay. So back to this whole experimentation side of things. Your experiments are going to feed into one of the following types of experimentation. Okay. So the first one is the main one. It's this long-term self-care, this long-term way of living experiment. So it's going to be one big experiment. In reality, it's a lifelong experiment. It's all about mastery. Like, I'm still constantly evolving my long-term way of living because I'm getting to know myself better and I'm able to integrate new things and try out new concepts and see what works. And again, keep what feels good and leave the rest. And so that's the initial, the big picture, long-term way of living experiment. Okay, we're going to talk more about that in just a second. Then I'm going to introduce you to this idea of short-term strategic sprints. Okay, this is when you want to bump it up a notch, but the key word being strategic. Okay, and then there's actually kind of like a middle one. I put it as number 1.5, which is really those short-term self-care experiments that we're going to use to figure out our long-term way of living. So again, we're going to do these micro experiments to figure out what we want to keep and what we want to throw away. Okay. And all of this is simply based on the two types of habit brains that we as humans have. We always want to be working with your brains. And we literally have like two different parts of the brain. One stores short-term habits and one stores long-term habits. Okay. And so first we want to put the horse before the cart, or the cart before the horse, or whatever it is, right? First, we want to focus on figuring out what your long-term can always count on it and can keep coming back to it self-care plan entails. And of course, that's going to take some experimentation. And we want to figure out what that looks like first. That's our first focus, okay? In other words, what's the equilibrium point for you? What does maintenance look like and feel like? Where's homeostasis for all of my science-loving gals, right? What's the self-care plan that would enable you to create that easily, happily, and permanently? So in other words, what's your forever plan look like and feel like? Okay. Then, and only then, when you know that, will you be able to take that, bump it up a notch or two, and create what I call strategic sprints to create a bit more oomph. Okay. But here's the thing. Most women do this backwards. They try to sprint flat out for as long as they possibly can, rather than adopting a long-term way of living. And that is what keeps them stuck on that on again, off again roller coaster forever, because we already know how to sprint. Everyone knows how to sprint already. Finding your flow is the piece of the puzzle that's been missing. That is the skill set that most women have never learned, and they don't know how to go find that, right? Because we're always given these short-term diets, right? So finding that long-term way of living that you could live with easily, happily, and foreverly is the piece of the puzzle that's missing as a skill set. So we need to go figure out what that is and practice it. And that will get easier the more you practice it, because it's going to make your brain happy. And so we want to begin with the end in mind, make this friendly to your three brains as we go, and figure out a way of living that will take care of you and make you happy forever. So that is the journey we are on. It's one big experiment. You and your life are one big experiment. So just kind of bring it all together. That is where we want to start. First, we're going to want to experiment and find out your long-term way of living and that recipe and what it entails. It's kind of like finding your equilibrium or maintenance point. And we're going to get the ball rolling on this. It right now, just having this awareness is the ball rolling. Okay. Then once we have that, then you can go back and intersperse more oomph into your life with deliberate and timed strategic sprints. And that's when you want to get some more results with a bit more oomph as well. Okay. And this is what will set you up for long-term success, because if you've gone back and you've mastered your long-term lifestyle way of living, when you're ready to stop sprinting, so let's say you go on a sprint and inevitably it will stop, you'll know exactly where to go back to, because you'll have your equilibrium point that by design was crafted to be easy-ish, fun-ish, and feasible for you to live with happily and indefinitely. And when I say ish, I mean because, yeah, it's going to take some time and energy and intention in the beginning, but because we're working with your brains, it's not going to have to be so mindful and intentional once you learn it, right? And so this is the new perspective of results, because again, everybody knows how to get results, but what is the point of getting results if you have to give them back, or if you take 2 steps forward and take 5 steps back? So first we have this long-term living, this self-care mentality, and then we're going to take a look at how to do strategic sprints. So this new definition of results that I want you to look through the goggles of is results is going to equal intensity in relation to time. Intensity in relation to time. And here is what I mean, okay? So if you were to look at this picture of this chart, okay, you'll see in red we have the results experience, okay, which is very, you still get the end results, that green line, right? But it's a very intense experience and it happens very fast, but you can't maintain it very long because it's so intense. Versus the experience-based experiment. You get to the same place. The results are the same. Does it take a little bit longer? Absolutely. Okay. It's not magic, but the intensity is manageable and doable, and you can maintain it indefinitely. Okay. So the results experience is probably what you've been doing up until now, and it favors the repair mentality or the weight loss mentality, okay? It's a short-term mentality versus the care mentality, which is a long-term intention that takes care of you permanently, and it's an experience-based experiment, okay? So let's look at this in pictures if you're a visual person like me. The short-term versus long-term. We have these strategic sprints where, yeah, you're going to get increased results very quickly, but your intensity is also going to have to be very high to create it. And the time that you're able to do it is not very high. Like you can't do it very long, right? Versus the long-term way of living, your results, you're still going to get results, but they might not be as fast, but your intensity can be super chill and you can do it indefinitely. The amount of time you can do it goes up and it's permanent. Okay. And this, the perfect way to sum this up is one of my favorite quotes is slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Okay, just soak that in again. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Okay, so we want to get things smooth because when we get them smooth, it will equate to it being fast. Okay, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Let's go for smooth. Okay, so bottom line, though, we want to remember this is a forever kind of conversation. We want to be looking for things that make you say things like, yes, this is fun. It's easy. I can do this. It's feasy, right? Things like, I can definitely sustain this. And this makes me feel good. And this makes me move towards freedom. And this actually makes me happy. Okay. And so you're going to be continually experimenting to figure out what to integrate into your lifelong way of living. And so you're going to be trying things on and keeping what feels good and leaving the rest. And don't worry, I'm going to shortcut this process for you. It's not going to just be a crapshoot. I'm going to give you some very intentional experiments so you can get what you need to get out of it without having to try a bazillion different experiments. We're going to get there when we get there. But in the meantime, just know this, it's a forever kind of conversation. And that is the experiment that we're talking about globally. Okay, so that is it for this video. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about what this looks like in the language format. Like, what's the new conversation that you're going to be entering into and that you are entering into? And what's the language that that entails? And you're going to be specifically getting some distinctions and the accompanying distinctionary, because we think in distinctions anyway. So that we're going to work with our brain and meet your brain there. Okay, so that is it for this video. And I will see you over in the next one. Thanks for tuning in.